that you did, and I did, and he did, and she did, and everybody will do, all the time.
Well, it's our ego.
The main sin is ignorance. We are ignorant to begin with. We start with the empty brain doing something, remember? We are looking in the darkness to find the truth. We do the mistake. Mistake is ours only. Mistake that you could call it sin. Mistake is a mistake. When it becomes a sin, when you have the choice and you know that you're doing the mistake, that's when it becomes sin, right? If you do something and you don't know it's a sin, you are not a sinner. That's the complication of human being. So we are the sinner. Ignorance is with us. We are acting with a little bit knowledge in hand. We should know it. We should know that we are not perfect, and we are not supposed to be perfect. If we were supposed to be perfect, we would be created perfect. Imagine you never doing a mistake. Could you imagine that? Sure, if you were a piece of stone. That chair will never do any mistake. Mistake belongs to us, it's a part of us. If you want to understand the human being, you cannot put aside some part of it, beautify the human being and look at it. We are a totality, a very complex stuff. So, yes, the tendencies are here, the ignorance is here, everything is in here. But when it comes to the action, it's even logical to do the good stuff. Here, the woman will say, didn't he call you back? He called you back for you to give up this haste, being shined away. You cannot shy away. Could a child shy away from the mother? Imagine a child in trouble and the mother is opening the arms, come back to me, and the child will shy away. It's something like that, if you believe in this. You say, this is why he did it. And you know what? You have the best excuse to go back to him. What is the best excuse to go back to him? Ignorance. My empty hand. So when you cannot do anything, your empty hand is the best excuse to go to the master. Give me something to work with. What else do you want? Yes.
If bats had sight and means, they would fly about and enjoy themselves by day. The wife said, when the gracious king goes into the field, the essence of every lack of means becomes a means, because the means is pretension and self-existence. The matter lies in lack of means and non-existence. How, said he, should I do business without means?
Okay, before the man, the woman ended the argument that, listen, empty hand is the best excuse to ask for something to do. Because when you're talking about your power and your instrument, you are claiming something. Here, the solution is found, is selflessness. To go towards Father Vafana, which is not having and not even being. We lose it all. We connect. Because all the claims we have and tending toward counting on our intelligence, counting on this, counting on that, which is not bad if it works. And when it's not, we should give up counting on this. Account of his graciousness, who is calling everyone back. What does that mean, who is calling everyone back? I hope you don't imagine the creator is really an old man with beards and having a loud speaker and say, come back, come back, come back. It's not like that. Explain it to this 6-year-old boy. Look at the heart of the people. Tendency or attraction towards the goodness is in all of us. when you're looking at the moving picture, and in that moving picture, in a way, something is happening, somebody is running away, some little baby is running away from a hunter and will hide. Suddenly you feel joy in yourself. First of all, that's a moving picture. It could be a trick, it could be a special effect, and if it is not, this is reporting something that happened some time ago somewhere else. And if the tiger was eating this baby, was to make milk for her own children. So what's the source of that feeling in you? You know it's fake. You know it's not there. But the feeling is, in our heart we'll find the tendency towards one thing only. Do you remember it? What is that one thing? That one thing is the only thing that we know about the Creator. When we talk about God, we know that we cannot know anything about God. There is only one thing we know. And we started with that, remember? What was that?
Beauty.
Beauty is the subject that doesn't need a proof. It's proved out there that in all of us there is a tendency towards beauty. Why? Because this God is God. Because that's so. That's when we say, we claim that in our heart we have that connection. We love goodness. And I can prove it even if you bring me a bad guy. Because you could say, oh, wait a minute, all this you're talking about, the good people. This is the nasty fellow. Name one of them. Okay? You say, what about him? Then I go back to my beloved teacher. He said, never forget that the bad is paying tax to the good. Because it dresses up as good. Even that fellow, nasty fellow you're talking about, he pretends to be good. He wants to show us that he's good. This is the tax they should pay. Because goodness is a winner of this competition. If you go back a couple of verses, Rumi talked about this. He said, when the angels were talking, God said, you could open your mouth and talk like that, because although I could get angry and beat you up, but my kindness is the winner of this competition. We always say he has both, the anger and love. But the anger and love are not like this, are like this. Love wins over the anger. He talks about it over there, and he will point to it here as well. Say, look at that. Yes?
How said he that I do business without means? Unless I make it manifest that I have no means. Therefore I must needs have attestation of my want of means, that he may pity me in want. Do thou produce some attestation besides talk and show, so that the beauteous king may take pity. For the testimony that consisted of talk and show was invalidated before that supreme judge. He requires truth as witness to his state, so that his light shall shine forth without any words of his. How the Arab carried a jug of rainwater from the midst of the desert as a gift to the commander of the faithful at Baghdad, in the belief that in that town also there was a scarcity of water. The wife said, when people with all their might rise up entirely purged of self-existence, that is veracity. We have the rainwater in the jar. 'Tis thy property and capital and means.
Before that, the first verse was a little bit tricky. Because over there, when the man was giving us all those explanations about the...